Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
One of the sectors due to open next week is gyms, who have, like others, had to have their share of rolling lockdowns. We got some correspondence during the week from two guys who run a studio gym in Cork called ATP Fitness. And it struck a chord with us just how hard it has been for business. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of the co-founders of ATP Fitness, Ian Murphy. Good morning to you, Ian.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having us on.
Not at all. Ian, you might just tell us about, you know, your 4 years on the go, but the last 16 months or 64 weeks or 448 days, as you say, have been particularly challenging for you and your business.
Yeah, so the business was going what we would see as very, very well pre-pandemic. And, you know, we would have been very busy in the sense of having up to like 600 bookings a week, or a private PT studio and a class studio. So our numbers were good. And then come March, everything just kind of went to pot like everybody else. So, you know, our revenue that was coming in, and we had a business model set up which was going well, went to absolute zero revenue, closing our doors and not knowing how the business is going to survive. And one of the main reasons, I suppose, I wrote the story I did was, you know, I don't think people really see from a small business point of view just the impact it has had on businesses, but also on the people behind the businesses as well.
Yeah.
And initially when that first lockdown came, that was most certainly the worst time for us, because we just didn't know what to do or what was going to happen. Like everybody else, we understand that, but it really was just a case of trying to figure out how do we stop money going out of the business and stop the floodgates, because, you know, it went from no, the first month was absolutely zero revenue coming into the business.
Yeah.
And quickly we had to try and figure out what we're going to do. So we took all of us came off the payment onto the pandemic unemployment payment, and we asking our landlord, can he freeze our rent? You know, I had to freeze my own mortgage, and that was a really kind of frightening time.
Yeah, and I think you know, your story articulates, you know, the fear that's there when, you know, your world is upturned. Maybe how unprepared you are for a crisis, and also then, you know, after you go through all that, how resilient business can actually be, because yourself and your partner have kind of reinvented yourselves. I know you came up with an online education program called Feel Great.
Yeah.
So this is another example, though, I think, Ian, of even though things can be very dark, you know, you've survived this long now, you know, you're likely to come out of this intact, I'd suggest.
We like to believe so. Like, you know, it's completely shifted the business into a hybrid model, which would not have happened as soon or if at all due to the pandemic. So there is a massive silver lining. Like, while, you know, we built up savings over years, the plan was we felt the only way to grow our business was a second facility, so another gym. You know, that's the how we saw the future. And no, we can't. We're definitely not going down that route at all. We're now looking at our hybrid model of, we now have our business physical, but we also have our online business, which is our online education program. But also we pivoted online quickly to Zoom classes and Zoom PTs, because we had to. And what we found was that people were slow to take that up, you know, lockdown one, lockdown two. But in lockdown three, that's really taken off. And now we will continue forevermore to be doing online classes along with our physical classes. And creating that education program was something, it's a massive goal for us for a number of years. And it would not have happened in the time frame if we didn't have lockdowns to do it. And it's been a massive, like, we've had 300 people come through our program since we launched it last May. And that's massively gratifying, but it's also being able to help the business come along over the last year.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say as well, Ian, that there's been a lot of talk about restaurants and bars. And I know you're not trying to, you know, say your sector is better or worse than those. But in terms of the representation, maybe the voice of the gyms, maybe not as loud, certainly in the public arena, as that of restaurants or vintners or hoteliers. Would you say that's fair comment?
That's definitely something we would have spoke about over the years. There just wasn't a big representation on radio stations, on newspapers, and everybody's fighting their own fight, and everybody believes why they should be open and why they should be open sooner. What we found was interesting was that for us, that we were one of the last to close after lockdown two, because they were talking about people's mental health and how important training is for people's mental health. So while they were closing hairdressers and all these places, we were staying open, and then literally a week later closed us, and now we're one of the last to reopen again. Yeah. It was just, and even in the announcements, we weren't even being announced anymore. So we went, how do we go from being quite important to not that important anymore? But we are getting back open. You know, we've seen a lot more compared to lockdown one and two. People are a lot more confident coming back to the gym. So, you know, we opened our bookings last week, and we've over 200 bookings for next week, which is just great, massive to see.
And are you excited then for Monday?
When absolutely. You are. Yeah, like bank holiday Monday. We know it's a bank holiday, but we've been closed long enough. So we're opening from 6:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night. And we are absolutely buzzing to get going. And we do believe, and we said, me and Kian, we have to believe this is the last lockdown. We can't be thinking of, you know, what might happen. We're like, this is it. The business is going to get going again. And we're going to be working as a hybrid model moving forward.
Well, look, we wish you well. And again, fair play to both yourself and Kian for coming through all that, and we wish you well on Monday, and it's great to hear a story such as yours. So thanks, Ian Murphy, co-owner of ATP Fitness in Cork, thanks for joining me.